How's it going?
Hey, Andrew.
Howdy.
First, let's just start off by telling us what you think of this Patriots defense, and how much can you take from last year's game in your experience here and use that going forward, or is that all pretty much kind of by the boards at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously the game has no bearing on this year. You know, I do think there's merit in going back and watching it and seeing certain things, and I think it's a great way to, you know, refamiliarize yourself with what Coach Belichick does. But, you know, we would put way more stock in the film from this year and in what they've done. And, you know, it's a phenomenal defense. They get after the quarterback. Studs all around.
You mentioned seeing certain things. What are some of the things that stand out about last year's game? Just the looks they gave you.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, one, a tough defense. I don't want to dwell too much on last year. They did a great job of forcing turnovers, you know, getting to the quarterback. So we know it's going to be a dogfight.
Andrew, schemes don't necessarily change with the same teams too much over year to year, although, you know, there are some moving parts, of course. But do you find yourself better situation mentally to handle the scheme of the Patriots this year than you were?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've improved. And nowhere near perfect, but yeah, I think I've improved. And they do such a great job of disguising and making everything look the same. And then, you know, lo and behold, it was different. And you know, shoot, did something stupid. So, you know, but I do feel like I'm better equipped to handle it.
Andrew, I know it's not about you versus Tom this weekend, and Tom said as much earlier this week here in Boston, but, you know, as a young quarterback, second season, is it hard not to sort of use the accomplishments and the arc of Tom's career as sort of a barometer for where you're at personally and something to sort of strive towards?
Definitely set the standard for success at the quarterback position and, you know, the way he handles himself and, you know, watching from afar, the competitive nature and, you know, basically all the right things he does. So, yeah, I guess he is a barometer for that. You know, he is the standard.
Andrew, have you had a chance to sit and talk with Deion at all yet and kind of pick his brain?
It's been a quick morning. I definitely will pick his brain, and he's going to be a great addition to our team. But I haven't had a chance to sit down yet. We've been rolling in and out of meetings.
Did you work out with him at all?
No, I haven't yet.
Hey, Andrew, speed and athleticism is great, but can you talk about the growth of T.Y. Hilton as a wide receiver versus an athlete?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I think, yeah, everybody knows he's a great athlete. And you know, it's awesome to see him and do so well this year because he's worked at his craft, you know, so hard through the offseason, through, you know, last year, this year. You know, he's always in Reggie's ear about how to get open, what you know, tricks of the trade to use. He's a special football player and you know, works every day to get better and deserves all the success, you know, he gets.
Andrew, I don't have the stats handy, but I think you're something like 14-2 in games decided by 7 points or less, and the vast majority of those wins have been fourth quarter comebacks. So what's the what would you attribute the success to in those close contests?
Now, you know, I think it's more of a, you know, a team statistic. I think ever since I've been a part of this club, your guys have played hard for 60 minutes, you know. I know I'm in most of those games, defense has made an unbelievable stop or forced a turnover. Special teams makes a big play or kicks a huge field, Vinny kicks a field goal to win it, or, you know, you get a big, you know, momentum-changing special teams play, and offensively managed to, you know, put some decent drives together. But I think, it's just Coach Pagano, the attitude he sets of, you know, play hard for 60 minutes and overtime if necessary, and you know, we all buy into that.
Andrew, I know you guys enjoyed the comeback, but how quickly did the conversation turn to, hey, we can't keep falling behind like this in games?
Yeah, no, we understand we can't survive our mistakes, you know, forever, especially against good quality, you know, playoff football teams in the NFL. So, you know, we'll work at limiting those mistakes and then hopefully giving ourselves a fighting chance.
Andrew, one of the things that you and Tom have both had to do this year is adjust to a lot of different personnel around you. I think that I've read you've used 36 players on offense, most in the NFL. What's been the most challenging aspect of that for you, and how have you been able to overcome it to be as successful as you've been?
It is a challenge in different faces, but it's also a great opportunity for everybody to come in, and guys have made the most of their opportunity, whether it's, you know, wideouts or linemen or you know, whoever it may be. And you know, I understand it's sort of the, you know, the climate of the NFL, and injuries are a terrible thing, but they do happen. And you know, we've been I think very fortunate to have great guys step up into those roles, whether it's been for the, you know, the whole season or for a game or for a quarter, whatever it may be. You know, everybody prepares like a starter, and the next man up theme is, you know, a bit unfortunate, but it's real, and it is part of the locker room.
How about for you personally? How much has it helped your confidence knowing that you can adjust with all these changing parts?
I haven't really thought about it like that. I mean, I figure, you know, it's, you know, part of I guess of being a professional is making sure you do your job no matter, you know, the circumstances surrounding it. And Clyde Christensen and Pep Hamilton have done a great job of making sure that we all go out there feeling comfortable and no one's going out there out of their element or unable to handle, you know, the load that's given to them. So I think a lot of credit to Pep for, you know, for making it all work.
Does it help that his offense, your offense, is fluid? Bill Belichick said it's really a game plan type of offense based on what he's seen, that it can change from game to game?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. I think Pep, I think really we've done a great job of giving us a, you know, our best shot each week based on, you know, the personnel and everything else. And you know, we go in feeling like we have got a fighting chance and chance to win each game if we can limit our mistakes. So it's been good.
Hey Andrew, you guys had a league low in penalties and you only had 14 turnovers this year. Obviously, you had three this last week against Kansas City. Is there an emphasis going up against a team like New England that sort of, you know, craves those winning those turnover battles?
Yeah, you know, it's an emphasis every week, and that's something Coach Pagano's talked about since day one, which, you know, along with running the football and stopping the run, and it's turnover margin that he preaches day in and day out. And, you know, we took that to heart this year and you know, managed to do a decent job. Obviously, wasn't great at it last week, but we know we can't do that.
Do you come back to it and think about it?
The Patriots. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you come back to that a little bit more though this week after last week's outing?
Well, yeah, you know, you're definitely aware of it, absolutely, because they do such a great job. I think they're +9 throughout the season, and you know, they do a great job off, from what I understand. Of course, offensively, if you turn the ball over, they do a great job of you know, getting points like that. You know, obviously with a great quarterback, but we definitely have to.
Andrew, how much of the success that you guys have had this year in the no huddle is attributable to the fact that, you know, you're more familiar with the guys around you? How much of it is timing? How much of it is just a schematic thing?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if I could put a percentage on everything, but, you know, it's worked at, you know, at certain times, at big times. You know, also, you know, the other tempos of offense have worked for us as well. So, you know, I think it's good to have all those options.
Andrew, I think I know you obviously didn't want to throw the interceptions last week, but I believe on two of them you came right back and drove the team for a touchdown. And I was wondering if you could speak to the ability to maybe not correct your mistake, but even the score, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I think you got to have a short memory. I think when you're playing with guys that trust you and you trust them, it's a lot easier to go back out on the field and right your wrong or atone for your sins, if you will. You know, so I think like any competitor, you want to go out there and rectify it. So, you know, I'm glad we could.
Andrew, the Patriots defense took another hit, losing another starter. I mean, what do you see from that defense now that you're preparing for?
They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. And they do a great job of disrupting timing and rhythm, and they're relentless. They're obviously well coached. They're rarely out of position. So we know we're going to have our hands full.
Andrew, how difficult does Devin McCourty make it to throw deep on this Patriots team?
Yeah, I think it's it's obvious watching film that he's a great student, of the game, per se. He's got a great feel. He's a premier player. So we'll be aware.